give yourselves a round of applause for raising over $5,000 to feed the hungry and to help with many great charitable causes.
Go hungry for a day, so another won't have to. This was the pledge some USF students and faculty took when they participated in the fastathon organized by the Muslim Students Association at USF yesterday. The event raised more than $5,000 for charity. The donations go towards feeding the homeless, supporting a free healthcare clinic in Tampa Bay, and for the Pakistani flood victims. No food and no water for 12 hours. All for a good cause. This was the pledge that student Avan Aziz took for the day.
I'm the president of the Muslim Student Association at Florida State University, and I think it's important for Muslims to support other Muslims' efforts when trying to combine diversity, culture, and religion in one night. And I think it's important to show other schools support.
The message of the fastathon resonated with journalism student Tagrit Arajula.
Especially now in this economy, a lot of people are going to sleep hungry, and it's really important to put yourself in other people's shoes and to spread the Muslim principle of charity.
Fasting is inherent in many cultures and many religions. Again, Arajula.
And my parents always told me that fasting is the one thing that you do for God. And your bounties from fasting are with God, and they're infinite.
Tarek Al-Masidi is one of the co-founders of Fastathon. He said that the number of the homeless and the hungry is increasing.
And just looking at the statistics you just saw, in 2008, about 49 million Americans lived in food insecure households. And in 2009, 43.6 million people in America were in poverty. And if you look worldwide, it's actually worse, because at least 80% of humanity lives on less than $10 a day.
These statistics prompted Al-Masidi to take Fastathon to the next level and help fight hunger all over the world.
Everyone who fasts, pledges to fast for a day, a local business donates about $2, and all that money is pooled together at the end of the day to give to a local food pantry, help to feed the hungry. Everyone breaks fast together at sunset time, everyone who fasts it together on campus.
The event is more than a charity event. It is also a celebration of diversity and culture. Again, Al-Masidi.
It was started by Muslim students. It was started soon after 9/11. So not only does it help to raise money to feed the hungry, but it really helps dispel stereotypes about Muslims in America. There's a lot of misunderstanding. Who are Muslims? Should we be afraid of Muslims? And you know, the Fastathon goes to show that we are normal, charity-giving citizens and productive citizens of this country, and we'd love everyone to participate in this program with us. I mean, charity is a central part of our faith, and we'd love to break bread with our fellow students and co-workers and help to feed the hungry at the same time.
This year, 50% of the donations go to help the Pakistani flood relief victims. The other half of the donations funds Project Downtown and the Red Crescent Clinic in Tampa, says Safiya Khawaja, a volunteer at the Muslim Students Association.
We go downtown every Friday to help feed the homeless. We felt that, you know, this is also a good cause, because this is something that's happening in our backyard, homelessness, and we really wanted to do our part to help out here as well. You know, we're helping out overseas in a different country, as well as helping out right here in the Tampa Bay community as well.
Their next fundraising event, Project Downtown Poetic Vision Tour Tampa, is at USF on November 14. Profits from this event go to Project Downtown. Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF Evening News.